got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Now, I'm aware what I'm about to talk about is a little bit la-di-da.
Okay.
But I had no control over this situation. And something's happened this morning in my house that's just... It's been a real weird morning. So I was really lucky enough over... Because my birthday and Christmas are quite close together. And as a 31-year-old, when your mummy gets you a joint Christmas birthday present, it's always very exciting.
Very nice.
I grew up getting joint Christmas presents, birthday presents. Mm-hmm. I don't like getting things, so it was always great. But mum and dad really wanted to... they were like, hey, we know you've moved into a new house. We know it's really big. As a housewarming present.
And okay, first la-di-da strike.
Yeah, I know.
We know it's really big.
Well, compared to what we used to live in, a really small house in town. Not even two bedrooms. 1.5 bedrooms with a study and a dining table. Mm-hmm. Now we have this 4-bedroom house in Armstrong Creek because we've got a young family.
Amazing.
Now. And we're like, it feels like I live in a stadium. I feel like I'm at GMHBA. And I'm like, I'm in the Joel Selwood stand. Where's my wife?
But this she's in the East Wing.
Yeah, she's in the East Wing. And so as a Christmas, birthday, and housewarming present, my mum and dad were like, hey, we know that you've always shown interest in this. We've got you a RoboVac.
Oh, that is so la-di-da.
Yeah, very la-di-da. And I know that it means that I still know that I have to clean, but my brain goes, the robot's getting it done for me. It's doing all the hard work. I'll come through. I'll do the hero cleans.
You're in the future.
Yeah.
You have a robot literally working for you day and night.
And it had it in its box for a few weeks, but we knew that we needed to set the house up with all, because we've only moved just over a month ago.
Yeah.
We're like, well, we need to have all the furniture in place because it needs to do a scan of the house.
Of course.
And like an exploratory mosey and be like, what have I got? What am I working with here? And finally this morning, because it takes a while, set it up and I like got the app, got everything, and I was like, all right, off you go. Go explore.
Oh my God.
And I'm so excited. I've been talking about this. Like, we've given it a name, Little Rovi.
Yeah.
Like Wally, like Rovi. So cute. It's cleaning around. This.
Little Rovi McManus.
Yeah. What this robot vacuum cleaner has done to me this morning, I can only imagine this is what it's like to have a toddler. I have had the most infuriating morning. Because you set it up through your phone, all that.
Yeah.
I've gone out for a walk with my son. I've got the pram. Getting all these notifications. Because I was like, do the scan. And it's like, help, I'm stuck. Help, I'm tangled. I'm hungry. I need charging. Help.
Worse than having a Tamagotchi.
Yeah. And then it's like, help, I'm lost. I don't know where home is. And it just keeps sending me notifications. And I'm like...
I may as well have vacuumed myself.
And then so it's going, help, I'm stuck again. And I'm getting all these notifications. I only went for a 30-minute walk. And I come back and it's like 5 notifications. It's like, help, I'm stuck. Help, I'm lost. I'm like, okay. All right. It's learning. It's finding. It still hasn't figured out the whole map of the house. It said it was 95% done.
Okay.
And then it got tangled in the shower mat in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I feel like it could drive over that. It's got like 4-wheel drive wheels. It should be, and it's got tangled in that.
Like it's a Mars rover. <Yeah. laughs>
And I pick it up and I take the shower mat out.
Yeah.
And I put it down and then
said,
it goes,
thank you, Daddy.
And it goes, all information lost. Scan starting again. I forgot everything. Help. So I picked it up and I went to put it in timeout. And this was meant to solve all of my problems, but now I have 2 kids. I have a 6-month-old and I have a robot toddler that's screaming help. It's getting hair tangled in it. It's going, I'm lost. I need food. I'm hungry.
Have you seen them when they go over dog poos and then they drag dog poo throughout the house?
Yeah, the dog isn't in the house, so that's the thing. And we don't have any second story things where you see them like throw themselves off the stairs. It's like, help, I'm falling off a first story building. So... I forgot to mention the thing that scares me the most. It went into the laundry and I'm just like doing stuff. I'm like unloading the dishwasher and I hear this massive thud. I'm like, what is going on with this bloody robot vacuum? This was meant to solve all my problems and I've just been chasing this thing around all day.
What did it
and
do?
And I go, and the our other vacuum is on the ground.
Oh.
It's attacked it.
Oh my God. There'll only be one vacuum in this house.
What is going on? It's taken on our stick vacuum and I walked in and it's got a body lying around this thing. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Little Rovi's a bit violent and he wants to be the only vacuum in the house. So
damn.
Yeah, so not only have I got a toddler, but it's like Chucky. This is the thing. It's scary. But again, Mum and Dad, I really like the gift. Really appreciate it. I'm a very lucky boy. Thank you very, very much. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Last week, I did something really special with my parents. They came here to Geelong. Something that I don't know if I've mentioned much on the radio show yet is that me and my partner, Akshay, we've been practicing our first dance for our wedding.
Yep. You've definitely pushed it. You are getting married. We know. We've heard it a couple
You've
of
heard
times.
That bit.
We are playing a game of how you can work your wedding into random conversations. Like we'll be talking about, oh yeah, these supermarkets are charging you X for this, and you'll be like, oh yeah. For the wedding, where it's like, all right, well, that one counts.
Yeah,
that
look, counts. I'm probably talking about it too much, but it is.
It's
only,
your life right now.
It's only like 8 weeks away. Like, yeah. It's crazy close. And so Akshay and I have been rehearsing for months. And I got a call from my dad last week saying, hey, I really enjoyed doing the father daughter dance with your sister.
Oh, your sister's wedding.
My sister's wedding was only in New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and if you've had this at your wedding and you're listening, it's a really special thing if you're able to dance with your parents.
And I hadn't even thought about doing a father-daughter dance.
Oh, really?
It wasn't on my plans.
See, that's one of those things where I know like weddings can really be whatever they want to be in 2024, but my brain goes,
you got to have the father-daughter dance. Yeah. Well, so my dad calls me and he goes, I really want to do it, but with your sister, we didn't really practice anything.
You
just
we just kind of winged it. Yeah, yeah.
And I'd really like to do a, more of a routine.
Great. So good.
I said, all right, well, Dad, we've been working with Ballroom Baby on Ryrie Street.
Oh, there we go. There we go. There's the free classes
for a month. I've been paying for it.
There goes the free classes for a month. Susan, don't you worry. The check will be coming in the mail.
All right. I invited my dad and said, hey, we're going to be actually rehearsing this week. Why don't you come down? Akshay and I will run our dance a couple of times. And then whatever we've got left for the hour, we'll throw a dance together.
Yeah, great.
He chose the song Stand By Me.
By Ben E. King.
Yeah.
Great.
Right?
Lovely song.
Lovely song. Beautiful sentiment. He chose it because my dad loves Melbourne Victory.
Oh, I was going to say, that's how it's when they, like, before the games, they play
Yeah,
they Stand
always,
By Me by
they
Ben E.
sing
King.
It. And so he said, if now everyone can bring their scarves along and they can stand
Cheer
on the side
Melbourne
of
Melbourne Victory, olé! Olé! Cheer for Melbourne Victory, olé! Olé!
I don't know if I want all my cousins to bring their Melbourne Victory scarves to my wedding.
I was going to bring a flare. I didn't want to say anything. We've got a sand bucket. It's going
to
be fine.
But he got so into it to the point where he was telling the dance choreographer what he wanted in the dance. He's like, I think we need more spins here. Yeah. I actually think we should go out to the right instead of the left.
How many lifts can we do in the father-daughter dance?
She's the teacher. Maybe listen to her.
Because there's no longer than a minute you'd be dancing with him,
It's a minute 30.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Because, that's a good outcome because you know how it can get bad.
What's the bad outcome?
Well, it happened at my wedding. You saw the bad.
Can you tell everyone?
It was the MC or whoever the person was that said, all right, my wife and I, we just done our first dance. And they were like, all right, we'd like the parents of the bride and groom to come out for a quick dance. And my dad took that as very literal. Both parents, when the MC meant my mum and my wife's dad came out.
Yeah.
And then so my mum comes over and I'm dancing. And then I feel this tap on my back and it's my dad. And he goes, well, he said parents to come out to dance. And we're in a triangle now. You're going, Dad, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? This is meant to be me and Mum.
Tell you what, as someone who was sitting watching it happen, everyone was questioning, what is going, is this supposed to
be going on? I'm glad that you've taken a lesson from that and you've got, I don't want that to happen.
We've got our choreography set. Great. My dad has named himself the new Lord of the Dance.
Nice. That's good.
And you'll get to see it on the wedding night, too.
All right. Well, I'm glad. I know we were just joking, but now that it's not a surprise, I can bring the flair. I'm going to bring so many.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Like I imagine a lot of people, as you get a little bit older, and I'm still quite young, I'm only 31 years old, but playing local sport, like that's getting towards the time where you go, all right, is this how I spend my spare time?
I've
got a young family. Do I need to be spending an entire Saturday?
I do miss
doing
the Saturday
this?
Sport thing.
So do I. And especially I grew up starting from 8 years old until I was, I think, 28 or 27. I played footy for different clubs right around the country. We've moved around a little bit. But for more than half of my life, I have played local footy. And
it's
I love
great.
It.
You do training during the week. You have a game on the Saturday. You catch up with people after the game. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've played lots of different places. I really like it. Some clubs are like better culture than others, but it's just
totally.
You always find a few people you get along with, and it's all about like, you know, having fun, having a crack, whatever it may be. Stopped playing a couple of years ago because, you know, here we go, my knees.
Yeah.
And I was just like, maybe it's not for me. But then every year I kind of like, I imagine if you're listening, maybe this might be you. Whether it's netball, basketball, you go, oh man, it's one more, maybe one more. Yeah. I just want to give it one more
crack. I could do it.
And I think the thirst and the hunger of never winning a premiership haunts me. I won one in high school. I don't know why my brain doesn't count it, because it was like, well, that's not club footy, that was school footy. I wish my brain would just go, no, Tim, you got that premiership. But no,
I won 4 grand finals for netball.
Yeah. So you don't have the desire to be like, I wish I could go back and win that grand final. I had a very exciting moment last week. I think I've spoken about it a little bit on the show. Recently, my wife and I and our son, we've moved to Armstrong Creek.
Yeah.
A lot of young families out there, a lot of development, a lot of sporting areas and like ovals and fields and all these things. And I walk to the shops most days with my son in the pram. There's a footy oval there with a couple of cricket pitches. And I'm like, well, it's got goalposts up, so there's a footy club. There must be a footy club here. Or I'm like, oh, maybe this, like, they've just built this.
Yeah.
And this is just it. And then
club will come soon.
Yeah, club will come soon. Or maybe it's just, this is a generic oval.
Yeah.
There is no sporting club here, but we like to have one here for people to use.
Yeah.
So I get home, looking on my phone, looking on the
jump,
like,
on the Google.
Armstrong Creek Football Club. Is there one? I'm not super versed in the footy around town anymore because I've just been a little bit busy. And I find this football club, the Armstrong Creek Sharks. And I'm like, what a
Sharks
sick
is good
name
yeah.
for a footy club. This is great. I'm so excited. My best friend's just moved to town. That, like, literally my childhood best friend has moved up the road. I sent him a message. I'm like, who's keen to put on the boots
chomp,
in 2024?
Chomp, we're joining the Sharks.
Chomp chomp is a message that I sent him. And he said, do they need two unfit, unskilled players? And I
said, always
they do. And I'm getting excited. I'm on their website. Their jumpers are really cool. Like, they've got like their own unique
what
kind of design. Orange, blue, and white.
Oh, sick.
They've got a little shark on it as well. I'm like, this is fantastic. I'm looking on the website. They've got all these photos. Something I'm starting to notice about all the photos. I'm like, oh, but I'll find what I'm looking for. Like, a lot of photo of kids. I'm just like, scroll. It's like, yeah, this is exciting. I'm telling my wife. I'm like, yeah, I know it's a big time commitment. I probably won't be able to go to a lot of the trainings because I get home from work quite late. But if they want someone to just play in the twos and I can train when I can, I'm happy to just rock up and just catch up and blah, blah. And I'm still scrolling. I'm like, oh, where's the photo of the men's and the women's team? I found photos of the women's. This is fantastic.
Amazing.
Kate Darby, Geelong Cats AFLW player. She's gone down there and stuff to see Kate.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I should hit up Kate. She'll know. Then I very quickly realised it's just specifically a junior football club.
Oh.
And that's when I was like, yeah,
what's the oldest they go up to?
I believe under 16. Under 32s doesn't seem to play. There is a Masters League, but you have to be 35 to play in the Masters
League. What's the Masters
League? That's for like older, that don't want to play competitive footy like in the GDFL and all those GDFL. So,
well, you're only a few years away from the Masters League too. Too old to play with the juniors, too young to play with the Masters.
And I don't want to play real footy for another club. So my career, my return to football was dashed in an instant because, yeah, I think the beard might give it away.
It might.
But I'm not 16.
Yeah.
So that's all right. As you said, yes, only a couple more years and then I'm going to dominate the Masters League. So watch out, you oldies. I'm coming for you.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, the year of 2024 is the year of accountability.
It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be. It's fine.
How do you feel like you are, like, being held accountable to things you say or things you do? Like, to your actions?
I'm never usually held accountable, which is why I run my mouth quite regularly.
Yeah. I don't agree with you a lot. I really agree with that. I think it's good to kind of be held accountable every now and then for your actions, because sometimes without realizing it, maybe you start saying things or doing things and you go, hey, Tim, this isn't the Tim I know. This isn't what Tim that I think I am would do. Last week you said you were a psychic.
I have one very niche psychic ability because I was out at a wedding and I was chatting with some mates and I made a joke about a friend's mum and I just gave her mum a name because I didn't know her mum's name. But turned out I did because I nailed her mum's name.
So you were just like, oh, where are you, Susan? And she was like,
no. And I was like, oh, check out Sharon over here. And she was like, that's my mum, Sharon. How do you know her? I don't. I'd never met that woman in my life, but she looked like a Sharon. And I was like, I can vibe that out.
Just off that, you were like, I'm a mum psychic.
Yep.
you said you could do it again. We got a whole bunch of people to call up. You had a couple of questions and then you didn't get
Did I guess any of them? No.
I wasn't there to see. So I'm just trusting that this happened because I didn't see this in person. And now you've made this claim and you're currently in from what we all know now.
I'm 1 from 3.
No. You're 0 from 3.
Okay.
I will force you to play this game. Until you can prove that you can at least get one.
I can do this.
Let's jump into it. Guess. This is the guessing game. Yeah, we're going to play the guessing game every Monday. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. You call up. We have 3 questions that we're going to ask you about your mum.
Yep.
And then Jess is going to tell you what your mum's name is because she's a psychic and she definitely knows.
I can vibe it out. I feel like I can.
I thought it would be helpful if I assist you with asking questions because I might be thinking of different things that might
That's
help
true.
You.
Yeah.
But you have to be the one who comes up with the name every...
Yeah, I feel like you led me and that's why I went... That's where I went wrong last week.
That's a real ugly colour on you to blame. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. We will play this game every week until you guess someone's mum's name.
Sam from Cario. Hello.
I just want to say, Jess, your laugh is so funny.
Oh, thanks, mate. But kids at school used to bully me and make it their ringtone. So
now you're getting paid for
laughing.
It. So, Sam, I'm going to help out Jess with the questions, but I'm not going to help her come up with suggestions. So, Jess, but you will ask most of the questions every time we play this game.
Okay. Sam.
Yep.
What are your mum's siblings' names?
Kevin and Loretta.
Kevin and Loretta.
Ooh. Sam, what does your mum like to do if she's having like mum's day out?
Bingo.
It's great.
That's a great way to spend your time. All right. Kevin, Loretta, bit of bingo.
Bit of bingo. Sam, how old is your mum?
She'll be 59 this year.
Oh,
59.
Spring chicken.
Okay. All right.
She's a young lady.
Right, sit tight, Sam. I'm just going to have a little think here. Kevin and Loretta.
She's almost 60. So she's
loves a bit of bingo.
Celebrating her 60th soon, so that's exciting.
Whatever. Actually, it's 60 this year, sorry.
60 this year.
Wow. Bloody da.
Okay. All right.
What are you channeling there, Madam Jessica?
I'm feeling M's. Like a Marie or a Michelle. Maybe a Mari.
Ooh. You're giving it away, Sam. I'm just going
to... Sam's laughing a lot. So I'm going to go a different direction because I'm feeling...
You're channeling someone else's mum.
Maybe. Donna.
Donna. Is it Donna?
Bam.
What's your mum's name, Sam?
Sharon!
Oh, damn!
The name that started it all.
Yeah.
It was a Sharon that you guessed.
That's why I was getting all like my chi was blocked today, Tim.
Okay. Well, Sam, I'm glad that you lost because this means we just get to be accountable all over again next Monday on the show. So thank you very much and happy 60th birthday, Shazza. Best of wishes from Tim and Jess. In the year of 2024, it's not just the year of accountability.
It's the year of Sharon.
It's the year of Shazza. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tell you what, as an adult, there's not many things in life where you kind of think back to like, oh, this is like high school stuff. Like I know like sometimes you can get involved in like drama or like maybe your boss or your manager or someone like kind of talks to you like you're a student and you're like, well,
now I feel like I'm in high school.
Yeah, I don't like this. Well, you want me to have sultanas for half an hour on a random Tuesday at 11:30? Okay, fine. I feel like I'm back at school. But I found something as an adult that kind of makes me feel like I get in trouble if I do it. And the only person that's in trouble is me because it only affects me. Missing bin night makes you feel like a real idiot.
Don't get me started.
Like how much can just missing 1 week of bins affect the next month of bins?
Because I stayed with my mum and dad over Christmas, which meant we missed one bin cycle.
Yeah, so full like recycling and garden waste on top of the general waste, right?
Yeah, we happened to just be away for two Wednesdays, and Wednesday night is my bin night.
Oh, nice. So Monday for me, tonight's the night.
We missed red bin, yellow bin, and green bin, and all were full, like jam-packed full,
especially
before Christmas.
If you're going to go away, you're not going to leave your bin out on the street for 2 weeks, because then that's just a sign going, hey,
please rob me.
No one's home.
100%.
So you're right. So you got to, you kind of, unless you're close with your neighbours and be like, oh, Carl, can you
bring
this
in? It's taken us
a
full month, like two bin cycles to get back to empty bins again.
Because I think like green waste for me, I know like you can get in, especially if you've got a big lawn and like you've got to put all the clippings in there if that's how
for us,
do your lawn.
Weeds.
It's just
God, so many weeds.
You can get, and like there's nowhere to really store green waste.
No.
Like at least in the shed currently, we have a garage at our place, but it's cardboard kingdom at the moment. And I'm getting to the point now where we've had so much cardboard because we've moved.
Yeah.
I'm actually using a box cutter and cutting it as small as possible so it can fit in. And I thought after being away for a couple of weeks over Christmas, like you said, that I'd caught up with cardboard.
Oh, no.
And then all this cardboard has reared its head again.
Has your wife been ordering things?
She apologized the other day about it. She's at home with our son, 5-month-old. She's like, I think I'm bored and I'm buying things.
Oh.
And she's like, I'm just home and I'm on the internet and I'm just like, that's cute, I'll get that. And then it comes in a box.
And they always come in such an unnecessarily large box.
And I thought I'd caught up with the recycling bin in particular, but I look at it now as a march. I'm going to get back even in March.
Oh, okay.
It's going to take that long to get rid of all
and
this
cardboard.
And then
you're going away for a week in March, so.
I am. Well, don't tell the robbers. What week?
Somewhere just, where bin night is Monday, Tim won't be home.
It just makes me feel like I'm the teacher and the student, because I'm disappointed in myself and I'm scolding myself for not doing the homework, which is putting the bins out. And it makes me feel like a child again. And I hate it. So tonight's the night. I'm catching up. I don't even know if it's recycling or green waste, but I'm getting it done. So I'm catching up week by week.
I was looking forward to seeing the cardboard kingdom.
Well, you can come. Trust me, again, until March, the kingdom is strong.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.